Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Clemson fans, did you get an opportunity to hear what Dabo Swinney said today in his weekly presser? I know 11 o'clock, a lot of you Tolos are working, you're busy, you have things going on. You might not get a chance to listen to what Dabo had to say, but in case you missed it, we have some audio, and we do this every Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Before we get there, Cole, yeah. How did it work out when you asked ChatGPT for an upset pick?
I don't want to talk about it. Because now I've gone from hopeless to...
No. You got to tell what happened.
Well, the first time, it gave me South Carolina plus 9.5 over Missouri. However, Missouri and South Carolina do not play this weekend. So ChatGPT messed up there. And then the second time, it gave me FAU or FIU or somebody in Florida that plays tonight, I believe, Diesel. And I can't take that game. So, needless to say, my idea of using ChatGPT for the upset picks challenge,
so it,
not
it
going
said
good.
That you should take Florida Atlantic plus 14.5. Here's the problem. Florida International plays tonight, and they are plus 9.5 against a 5-1 Western Kentucky. But I told you wrong there. I told you that Florida Atlantic doesn't play this weekend. That's incorrect because they moved conferences. I didn't realize that. Florida Atlantic, though, unfortunately, are 21.5-point dogs at South Florida.
So what does ChatGPT, what does it know?
It doesn't
know anything.
You can't
do it. You can't do it.
You have to spend so much effort fact-checking ChatGPT. Yeah. To make it not worthwhile.
I'll have to screenshot some of the games on ESPN.com. And then send it to ChatGPT Diesel in order to get something valuable.
I think you do. I think you have to screenshot a page and say, hey, of these games, which is the most? But then again, it's trying to use AI to analyze a screenshot with a lot of information.
How can AI be so smart but so dumb? All you have to do is go look at this week's schedules. JB says, I've been playing the upset picks challenge since it started 5 or 6 years ago, and the highest points I've finished with is 18. So here's my problem before we get to Dabo Swinney. I was talking to a buddy of mine last night about this. The reason I hate gambling, but I love prize picks, by the way, is I hate losing, Diesel. I hate to lose. It pains me to lose. And I hate this upset picks challenge. Because I suck at it, and I lose every week, and I cannot stand to lose.
But here's the thing. I know you make smart decisions. I know that you think hard about these games.
It's just so frustrating.
It is.
Maybe it's part of like how we're wired as men. We can't stand to be wrong, and I can't stand to not be good at something.
I think what's more frustrating is that other Tolos, for example, Kevin Bugs messages in on the stream and he says, I'll give you my strategy when the season is over. Kevin, you don't have a strategy.
I think it's all luck.
You don't have, it's 100%
luck. I think this is all luck.
It's 100%.
That's what losers say, at least. right? And you know what? To be fair, there are a lot of things in my life, Diesel, that I'm not good at. And I mean a lot. But you know what I don't do? I don't do them. If I'm not good at something, I don't do it because it makes me mad.
That's why he hasn't talked to a girl in a while.
That's right. And this upset picks challenge, what are we doing here? I'm about to quit.
Anyway, what did Dabo have to say?
Dabo Swinney had nothing to say today. He did not give any information in his weekly press conference. We listen and react.
All right. Good morning, everybody. As y'all can probably tell, got different attire on today. So selling shirts and
it's pink, by the way.
Raising money for a good cause this week. Always a great great week here in Clemson, and you know, really really proud of the All In Foundation and just all the people who support it. And
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, if that's okay.
Awesome to be a part of it. And help a lot of people with their calling and their causes that they're also passionate about. So very thankful for that. And, you know, our ladies clinic is a big partnered with the Bon Secours St. Francis Foundation and the Pearly.
It's all important, by the way. It is important, but let's get to football.
Rolled out in 2020. And then in 2022, the foundation committed
another. All right, more foundation talk.
That will service the.
I'm Dabo. We're waiting.
Four and a half minutes, by the way, now. Five and a half minutes. This is no joke.
One in eight women in the United States.
And by the way, breast cancer awareness stuff, super important. I don't want to make light of it.
2025.
But now six and a half minutes. Let's see if there's football discussed.
Are you a football coach or are you a spokesperson for a hospital system?
But it's men as well. So definitely something that we've tried to really make a difference in the past, you know, 16, 17 years, and we're going to continue to do so.
We're nine minutes in, by the way.
I just wanted to kind of start with that and set the tone with that.
You did.
It's going to be an awesome weekend in the Valley.
Here we go.
It's good to get back home.
Here we go.
We've been gone a while, you know, we've not played well at home. And so it's, you know, our big goal this week is to play well at home. And we have not done that. We've got to get back to, you know, playing like we're capable of playing, you know, here in the Valley.
Let me ask you this real quick. Clemson has not played well at home. Do sometimes you just so happen to have your bad games when you're playing at home? Or do you believe, Diesel, that for whatever reason, Clemson's just not playing well at home this year? Do you believe that it has something to do with the routine of going on the road? Or are we reading too much into this, they hadn't played well at home? But they haven't. They haven't played well at home, right?
I don't know. I mean, have you ever heard of a major college football program having a home field disadvantage?
Yeah, Clemson in 2005.
You know, it's like, we're just too comfortable here. You know? It's everything's too nice. It's too palatial. We need to go somewhere where the locker rooms suck and we're motivated. Hey, I'm sure somewhere on that campus nearby, maybe up the hill at what was Jervy? Wasn't that the old gym up the hill that they used to dress at? That's why they came down the hill in the first place. Maybe there's some crummy old locker room in there. You know, maybe that end zone complex is just too nice and these guys are too pampered.
There are, by the way, 1-2 at home, right? They lost to LSU at home, lost to Georgia Tech on the road. They lost to Troy at home. Yeah, they're 1-2. They played three games at home, LSU, Troy, and Syracuse. The only game they won was Troy, and that was a 27-16 win. They did not look good. So it's right. He's right. It's been a while since they've been at home, almost a month, and they're 1-2 at home. For whatever reason, they haven't played well. Again, kind of going to what you said, I don't know why. I don't think sometimes, Diesel, there's not a reason for everything, right? Things just happen to – you and I can, you know, have off day, whatever. It's off three times. They hadn't played well, but I don't know if you read too much into it.
Well, usually when I have an off day, there is a rumor, and it's because for whatever reason, Dewey has made his way into my dreams at night.
Oh,
so if I'm dreaming about Dewey,
yeah,
it messes up my entire day.
I get it. All right, more Dabo.
You know, our fans deserve that. It's unbelievable support here. And, you know, we won the Troy game, but we didn't play well. And so, you know, we need to continue the momentum. We've created some momentum these last couple of games by just, you know, not playing perfect, but we've played well. And that's really the best thing that's come out of these last couple of weeks is just the guys seeing the results, you know, from playing well. And they've prepared well, and they've earned the right to win by doing what winning requires. So I'm proud of that. But we got a tough challenge. SMU's a good football team. You know, I didn't know Rhett well before he got into the league, but I really like him. I mean, he's one of the real good guys in college football. I think he's a really good coach, but you know, we got a lot in common. Spent a good amount of time with him since he's joined this league, and just really have a lot of respect for him. You know, just who he is as a person, but also as a coach. I mean, he's done a heck of a job at SMU. Obviously, we had a knockdown drag out down to the last play last year, and man, they got after us. I mean, we had some big plays. They had big plays, and we had a chance to put the game away. We didn't do it. They battled back. We were fortunate to win the game. You know, huge challenge. They're a really good football team across the board, offensively. I mean, this is by far the most dynamic quarterback we've played. I mean, he's a problem. He is a really good player. And you know, he's going to make some plays. I'd like to say you're just going to just shut this guy down, but I have yet to see that happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a really good player. He makes a lot of off schedule plays. He'll let it rip from every arm angle you can imagine, from over the top to sidearm to behind his back. He even ran a shovel behind his back. I mean, so like he's just a really good player. He's got a great feel for the rush lanes and, you know, when to step up and out and when to run around. And, you know, he's made a ton of big plays again that some are designed, some they get him out on the edge, and you have to cover these guys until the whistle is blown. I mean, you have to cover forever because he can create. So he's a really good player. I mean, I just got a lot of respect for him. You know, that they haven't run him a ton. I'm sure that will be a big part of their plan coming in against us. But they're fast, they're explosive, really good receivers all across the board. Same thing at running back. And they're committed to running the ball. I mean, I think that's a big thing with them. They're very patient and committed to the run game, and a big part of that is because they're a big play action team. You know, they want to throw the ball off the run action, lots of screens. If they're not having success inside, they get the ball on the edges and force you to have to be strong on the perimeter. You know, and it's just a lot of misdirection, a lot of eye candy that you have to process through at linebacker and safety with a bunch of pullers, and then here comes a screen backside or it's some type of pop pass or whatever. The tight ends are really good players. They got two elite tight ends that they involve in a big way. So I just think they're a really good team across the board, good up front, well coached, and a big challenge for us. And over on the defensive side,
real quick on this SMU game, he brought up the game last year, Diesel. We hadn't got to the questions yet, but I would like to have asked Dabo today if I were there. how much do you use last year's game to prepare for this year's game? Or, you know, because it's a totally different season, a different team, you've got a different team, they've got a different team, do you kind of not look at it at all, right? I would imagine, though, as a coaching staff, don't you have to kind of use last year's game in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly use it to scout personnel. You can use it to scout scheme. That is, again, assuming that the offensive coordinators
same,
and defensive
same guys.
Coordinators are the same guys.
Yeah.
So I think you can use it some. Certainly those guys are wanting to change what they do to stay ahead of the curve and stay on top of teams. So that means we can use last year's game as a basis, but then we have to augment that with this year's performances so far.
Yeah, it's tricky. I think you do. I think you do take some, you know, some tape to your point about scheme and personnel returning. That's obviously a big part of it. JB says they might be playing at home or playing bad at home because I've been at every home game. Maybe I've given the Tigers bad mojo by being there. JB's to blame. JB is to blame on that. All right, defensively, what's SMU look like?
You know, their two ends are really good pass rushers. They're top 10, I think, in sacks. And you know, they win with just beating their guy, but they'll also win with you know, some of their pressure that they'll bring. They're not a big blitz team per se, but they'll bring a lot of pressures, some sim pressures. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of communicating. They got a lot of twists and things like that. But, you know, number one and number nine are really good players at end for them. So defensively, they're very sound. They're consistent in what they do, you know, out of their four down front. So, you know, again, a team that's coming in here undefeated in the league, and they got a tough loss to Baylor down to the last play, and a tough loss to TCU. So undefeated in the league, and you know, obviously they're trying to get back to Charlotte, and we're playoff football every week. You know, we're fighting for our life every single week, and so it's a big game for both teams, and look forward to competing against them in the Valley. So excited about it, and hopefully raising some money as well for a good cause.
As you mentioned, playing well at home. I mean, has that been one of the more disappointing parts of this early season, considering how sure these guys were at home before?
Yeah, we've stunk. I mean, we've lost three out of our last four games at home. I know last year's a different team, but, you know, this team, we've not done well. I mean, you know, you got to give up. They're a good team. LSU's a good team. I mean, you know, it's not like they stink, but we had a chance to win the game and didn't make some of the plays that were there. We didn't play well offensively, mostly, in that game. And then the Syracuse game, we just didn't even start playing defense till the third quarter. So, again, give them credit. But, yeah, we really didn't play well in any game until North Carolina. You know, collectively, as we've had some players play well every week. You know, it's just been, you know, kind of, all right, tag, you're it. So we just haven't played well as a team. And so, but they've had two good games, and, you know, they've played really well, complimentary football. And so now we gotta, you know, we've gone from Chapel Hill to Chestnut Hill. Now we're back on the hill, and we need to keep playing well.
Oh, gosh. You know, I really wish, Cole, that was
cringy.
That was cringy,
right?
Dabo. Hey, it's creative. I'll give him that. Just, God. You and I have both been pretty critical many times about the way that the Clemson media asks Dabo questions. And that last question is, you know, first one out of the gate, first question, you know, how disappointed are you in da-da-da? And Dabo, of course, is going to give that answer that he's probably given three or four times over the past couple of weeks about the way this team started. I really want the media who interviews Dabo Swinney to start asking specific questions. Like, you can ask an open-ended question that's a little more pointed than how disappointed are you, right? It could be, hey, Dabo, what actionable steps did you take? How have you prepared differently for the last two games than you prepared for the four prior to that, where the performance was disappointing? That way Dabo can go into specifics as to whether or not they've changed anything. And he may say, we've changed nothing. We've prepared the same way every single week because we trust in our process and we believe in what we do. Or he could say, you know what? Clearly what we were doing wasn't working. So here's how we've tweaked things. Here's how we've changed things. Here's how the locker room looks, feels, sounds, and smells different than it did the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you. Diesel, you need to start a campaign. Diesel wants better questions.
Maybe I should just go down there and be in these press conferences.
Yeah, it's a long drive, though.
It is.
Especially if to be on the air, you know, back here at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, if we could zoom in, God, imagine if we could zoom into those Dabo press conferences. When we come back, Cole, earlier today, we had a phenomenal guest on the show. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno, Penn State head football coaching legend, and now a member of the Penn State Board of Trustees. As things have gone completely crazy up there, we talked to Jay about the decision to fire James Franklin and the process of hiring his replacement. You'll hear that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.